If I push the button, it goes...
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom.
Saturday, November 13th, 2004. Welcome to another edition of Radio Zoom. We're going to go low on the talk while still getting some great music out to you today, or this morning, tonight, tomorrow, yesterday, whenever you listen to this. I've been too busy these days and not making enough money. That's for damn sure. Anybody out there want to hire me? You know, I'm good at stuff, and I do stuff well. If you pay me well, I'll do stuff well. Gonna go ahead and just gonna spit out the music as soon as I can, as fast as I can. I don't really have a lot of information to share with you or interesting stories. Just go ahead and start this one off right away. And this is known as the artist or artists Dentel. This song is called The Dream of Evan and Chan, and I'll tell you more about it in just a little bit, but it's a great track. Let's enjoy on Radio Zoom.
Perfect until the telephone.
started ringing, 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 ringing on. Ringing, 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 ringing on. Ringing, 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 ringing on. Ringing, 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 ringing on.
Dentel is the name of the group, or the duo, that did this song, which is called The Dream of Evan and Chan. Actually, there's a little parenthesis at the beginning. This is The Dream of Evan and Chan. That was actually a remix of the original version of The Dream and Evan Chan, and you can find that on Dentel's The Dream of Evan and Chan EP, kind of a theme going on there. But that was the Super Preacher or Pritcher, compact remix. Now, that might sound familiar to you in the terms of who was singing the song, and yeah, that was Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, a band that I'm very much a fan of. But Dentel is what the Postal Service turned into, and the Postal Service is, of course, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, and That duo derived out of this project, Dentel, and that is an excellent song to listen to while you're driving down a very lonely highway in the middle of the night. Just crank that up, and you feel the bass just pulsing, and you're driving down, and everything's just, you know, passing. You can't see anything except for the highway markers, and you know, and the shoulder, you know, whizzing by as you go down the highway. Something that I totally enjoy and totally dig. I love listening to the music as I drive. It's a great driving tune. Do you know how the Postal Service got their name? If you're a Postal Service fan like I am, because the Postal Service derived from basically, I wish I knew the guy's name right now, but you know what? I'm a little tired and I really don't care. But Ben Gibbard and the producer programming guy, the way that they made Give Up, the Postal Service album, is they mailed the tapes, the audio tapes, or at least the audio that the guy was making, the music the guy was making, he would mail to Ben. Ben would make the lyrics, record the words over the music, and they just kept exchanging it this way, and then they decided to call the project the Postal Service, something I'm very much a fan of. One thing I do want to mention is some people have asked about how the hand is, and I will say that it's healing quite well. It's bruised up, and there's likely some it would look like some internal bleeding in there, but you know that's expected. 300 pounds falling on my hand, that happens. For those of you who don't know, it was a power supply to a HD FM transmitter. One of those on the work injuries. It happens. It's gross, I know, but at least I can make a fist without any problems. But gripping things can still really, really hurt. You know, like a gripping a pair of pliers and squeezing the pliers. It's a sharp pain that I really can't describe, except that it's really sharp and kind of a pinching sensation, and it's right in that stretch of bone in my left index finger, just past my palm up to that first knuckle. It's getting better though. There's a little bit of a lump underneath there. No broken bones, and thanks for the concern. And I will try not to hurt myself anymore. No promises, and I'd say knock on wood, but the way that they construct buildings anymore, I really can't say with 100% clarity that I have anything that's absolutely wood. Next band I want to play for you is a band that originally derived from Madison, Wisconsin, and right now they call Brooklyn, New York home. That's the way things kind of go. You start in the Midwest, but you got to go to the coast because supposedly that's where things are happening. Technically, if you want to make money and make it big, sure. But these guys obviously came out of Madison, Wisconsin. Amazing to see play live. I highly encourage seeing them. Kathleen, I think that's how you say her name. It could be Kathleen. Just a different way that she spells it, C-A-I-T-H-L-I-N, maybe Kathleen. Kathleen. Anyway, she plays bass, and she's cute, and she sings. I dig that. Raina Maria is the name of this group that I'm going to play for you. This is off of their album, A Better Version of Me. RainaMaria.com, R-A-I-N-E-R-M-A-R-I-A. .com, just like the poet. I know you're probably saying that to yourself right now. How could they name themselves? Well, they're a big fan. And hopefully you think that their music does it justice. They're not singing Raina Maria poems over their songs, at least as far as I know. I think they just did it out of them all having a mutual love and respect for Raina Maria, or however you pronounce it. I like Raina Maria. That's how I like to say it. This song is called Artificial Light. And this is Radio Zoom. I love this song.
No!
Say Hi to Your Mom. And that song was called Let's Talk About Spaceships off of their album Numbers and Mumbles. Find out more, sayhitoyourmom.com. And you can download tracks from their website, buy their album, buy more stuff. You know, they're tired, they're hungry, and a rock band, so they need your help. And you can help a rock band in need. Say Hi to Your Mom. I've seen them. I think that they're from around the Midwest. It's kind of hard to really decipher from their bio on their website, but I've seen them play. They actually played with my good friends in the band Troubled Hubble, and it was amazing to me to hear them on one of the or a couple of the internet radio stations I tune into while at work. But that was pretty cool. It's kind of neat that those guys are out getting picked up, and I thought maybe I'd play that song for you. I really like another one of those good driving tunes. I've been kind of keeping it kind of mellow on this episode, but you know what? That's kind of nice sometimes. I enjoy all sorts of music, and I don't know. Hopefully you're enjoying this and what I've been able to put out there for you. Speaking of Troubled Hubble, though, I will have a chance to see those guys coming up this week. Granted that everything works out okay at work, my boss has taken the entire week off, so that leaves me in charge of all things technical. So keep those fingers crossed, so that way I can check them out this coming Thursday in town. Who needs sleep, right? I'll sacrifice sleep to go see a rock show. Keeping this episode short, Ambulance LTD will be the final artist for today's episode. And, you know, I've got to give Jason at Hardcore Insomnia Radio props on this one. I found out about them from his webcasting, internet radio. I get confused sometimes. But he caught these guys, I think, on GarageBand.com or I can't remember where. Speaking of which, though, if you can catch Jason's GarageBand.com episode of a extravaganza, he found a bunch of bands and put them on his podcast, all from GarageBand.com. That was a good one. I enjoyed it. But I thought I'd offer my appreciation and share Ambulance LTD. I'm saying LTD. They could be limited. Maybe I'm just not that hip for you to really understand it. But I wanted to share this with you as well on my podcast. AmbulanceNYC.com is the website. You can actually download the track I'm about to play for you. Some other tracks, and you can also stream the rest of their music, buy stuff, t-shirts, just, you know, your typical band website, one of those types of deals. If you fall in love with them, though, you know, as much as I have, let them know where you heard about them. Let them know that it was Radio Zoom, or it was Hardcore Insomnia Radio, wherever you heard about them from. Let them know. Let them know that we're out here doing this thing, so that way you know about their thing, and we can all work together and be one big happy family. But this song is off of their album, which is called just LP. That's the name of the album. The song is called Stay Where You Are. Yes, I was right. This has been another edition of Radio Zoom. Love you lots for listening. We'll check you later. Adios. Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.